In our previous shiurim, we had discussed our Gemara here in Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara of Emor Askin Es HaShelek. And we discussed under what circumstances one can cause food to dissolve and when he may not. In today's shiur, we're actually going to discuss just the opposite. And we're going to discuss, may one make a liquid food into a solid? And the question, of course, comes up, may one put water into the freezer to make it into ice on Shabbos? Of course, we should say at the outset that many people, particularly in the summer, when they use ice cubes, and they have the tray in which they keep that ice, they immediately after they empty out the ice from the tray, put water into that tray and then put it right back into the freezer that they should have a new supply of ice. And of course, if one is putting that tray into the freezer with the intent of only having that ice available after Shabbos, that means, let's say, during Shal Shudas, you used up the ice in the tray and you want to refill the tray with ice and put it into the freezer so that you could have ice that will only be available after Shabbos, that certainly is usur, because that would fall under the category of achana, where you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So we're not discussing a situation where somebody is putting in ice for after Shabbos. We're speaking about a situation of putting in ice on Shabbos, putting in water into the freezer on Shabbos in order to have ice available on Shabbos. So one of the issues, which has really not been the subject of our shurim, we'll discuss this subject hopefully in Mitzvah later in the Masechta in our shurim, is the issue of binyan, or to be more exact, under certain circumstances, making food into a salad would be asur. And that's why the halach is that you're not allowed to be megabin. The halach is you're not allowed to make cheese on Shabbos. But all the paiskim say that you can't compare making ice and making cheese. Because when you make cheese, you're taking different pieces, you're taking different chunks of milk, and you're hardening them, you're pressing them together into making one solid piece of cheese. Whereas when you're making ice, you're starting with one bowl of liquid or whatever, one amount of water. And that's not called taking different parts and putting it together. In fact, the Chazon Ish said that on Shabbos, one is allowed to make mayonnaise even. And making mayonnaise is not considered the same as making cheese, because he said the issue of megabing is only when, as I said a moment ago, when you take different hard pieces and you press them together. When you take liquids and even solids, but you don't press them all together, that certainly is not in the category of megabing, and that isn't an issue when we speak about making ice. But the issue, as we've discussed, is the issue that we've been discussing in our shurim of Emor Askin Es HaShelek. So if we review what we have been learning, and we review the Machlokes Rishonim, why the halacha is the Emor Askin Es HaShelek, we remember that it's essentially a Machlokes of the Rashba and the Sefer HaTrumas. And the way we've been learning the Sefer Trumas is very similar to Rashi. The Rashba's concern is a concern of Schita, that when we take ice and we crush it, that is an act of Schita. But if that's the issue when we speak about making liquid water into ice, so there certainly it's not making it, it's the opposite of Risuk. Risuk means to crush, to make from a solid into liquid, which the Rashba says Chazal were concerned was very similar to Schita. But making a liquid into the salad is certainly not that, and therefore would be mutter. We would not have that concern. So what we're left with is the concern that Rashi and the Sefer Trumas and Ramaz, we said, quotes that Sefer Trumas in Simen Shin Yud Ches Seif Tezayin, is the issue of Noilid, that we're making a, well, the Gemara, when it speaks about crushing ice, is concerned making a solid into a liquid. And if there's a concern that you're not allowed to transform a solid into liquid because that is considered a situation of Noilid, then it seems that we ought to have the same concern when we make a liquid into a solid. And actually, the David Misharim, the Chibina Rav, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Hei, has a tshuva regarding making ice. There are really two elements to that tshuva. One element of that tshuva is that there he's discussing an akum making ice on behalf of Jews, which is not the focus of our shiur today. But the other issue that he discusses in that tshuva is the issue of making ice, is it considered noilid? And he says a very big chiddush. And it really speaks to the lomdus of the machloikis that we've been discussing between the Rashba and the Sefer Trumas. He wants to suggest that even the Rashba, who doesn't, and as we've said, the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, who says that the concern of a maraskin as a sheleg is because of schita and not because of noilet, he says, because the Rashba is of the opinion that making a solid into liquid is not considered a very significant act of transformation. Whereas, says the Chibina Rav, making a solid, a liquid into a solid, is considered much more of a significant act, and therefore would be asur, even according to the Rashba. There are many Paiskim, the Chalkas Yaakov, the Shevet Alevi, who take issue with the Chibina Rav's contention. Because the Chibina Rav's contention is that it's not that the Rashba conceptually disagrees with the Sefer Trumas. The Rashba agrees that transforming something is an issue of noilid. It's just that the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch hold that a solid to a liquid is not enough of an act of a noilid, whereas a liquid to a solid is more of a significant act of noilid, and therefore we should be machmir. Many, they hold that the machloikus of the Rashba and the Sefer Trumas is much more fundamental. They hold that the Rashba holds and the Shulchan Aruch holds that transforming a food from a liquid to a salad or from a salad to a liquid is in b'chlal not considered an act of noilid. There's no noilid when you make a food from one form to another form. If that's shot, then it makes no difference. Liquid to salad, salad to the liquid, the Rashba would hold its mutter. So the Chibina Rav takes this strict approach. But there are many Paiskim who are lenient, and for different reasons. The Aruch HaShulchan, which we've also quoted in our previous year, has an entire different approach. Because as we said, the Aruch HaShulchan here in Simen Shin Chof, Sif Chof Hei, Vanim Stapik, B'loshan B'Seinu, the Aruch HaShulchan wants to suggest Shloi Hikbidu, the Chazal were only concerned about Risug Sheleg Uborod. The entire Gemara, he wants to say, of Eimer Askenes a Sheleg Uborod is strictly snow and hail, the loyal Risug Kerech, but not when we speak about ice. For he says, V'ulai M'nei Shakerech Hayu Mekoidemayim, it was always water, and now ice is no more than, we could use the words, hard water. Snow is not hard water. Snow is snow, water is water. Borod is hail, hail is hail, water, mayim is water. Kerach, he says, is ice and water are really one and the same. And therefore, in such a situation, suggests the Aruch HaShulchan, a big chiddush, there would be no concern, not loy mishum noilad, v'loy mishum gzeres schitas haperis. He wants to suggest that there is no issue when we speak about ice, it's only snow and borod. But he himself ends with the words of Tzarchi and Ladina. He himself recognizes that this would represent a tremendous kula. All of the Paiskim, when they speak about Emer Aspen Sashel of Avorin, also speak about ice, and to say that ice is not included in this halakha would be a very big finish. The Shar Mitzvayon B'Halakha in Simen Pei, Sif Katan Yod Ches, in his Kuntres Achren, gives a different explanation why perhaps making ice would be no problem. And in fact, he goes on to say that even the Chabina Rav, who was machmer in that shuva that we quoted, and was even machmer in a situation where we're making, where the ice is being made by an akum on behalf of Jews, would be makel, would be more lenient with manazeh. Because he wants to suggest that only in the shaila that's being discussed, where they didn't have refrigerators and freezers, and they had these big blocks of ice where they kept food cold, so there I want that the ice should remain solid for as long as possible. Obviously, it's not something that we control, how long the ice will remain solid, but my goal in making water into ice is to give it as much permanence as possible to keep it a solid. And therefore, the halacha is that the Shabbat Rav was machmer. He says, when we make ice nowadays, we don't make ice to keep the food cold. We, Baruch Hashem, have refrigerators and freezers. The reason we make ice is because we want to mix the ice into our drinks and have a cold drink. So our goal is actually that that ice should dissolve into the drink. And since it's the goal that that ice should dissolve into the drink, we don't want that the ice should remain a block of ice. Making ice is not considered such a significant act of noilet. And he wants to say that perhaps even the Chabina Rav would be makel. We also, the Shalos Chuvas B'Tzela Chochma, and Chelik Beis Simen Chof Hei, quotes the Panami Iris that we mentioned in a previous year, that gives another reason, that based on that Panami Iris, we could be more lenient by ice. Because the Panami Iris, as we said, asked that in Simen Shinchof, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halachas Oim Raskin as a Shalit, follows, as we learned, the opinion of the Rajba, that the issue seems to be an issue of Schita. Only in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Seif Tezayin, does the Ramah begin to be concerned for the Sefer Atrumas, and he's concerned that if you're going to put your food next to the fire, a frozen food that has in it a gravy, if you're going to put that food next to the fire and it's going to melt, you're turning the solid, the food, into a liquid. That was the Panami Iris. That was the Ramah's concern. And the Panami Iris asked, if the Ramah is concerned for the opinion of the Sefer HaTrumas, why was he only concerned in Simen Shin Yud Ches when he's speaking about the meat with the gravy, not letting it melt near the fire? Why was he not concerned in Simen Shin Chaf by the shelling, by the ice? So the Panami Iris said that even the Ramah recognized that there's a difference between water and ice, ice to water, water to ice, from meat to gravy, and that the Ramah says that the Sefer HaTrumas concern of Noilet is only applicable when we're making food, a solid piece of meat, into a gravy. But when we're making ice into water, or vice versa, even the Rama and the Sefer HaTrumas would agree that the concern for Noilid is much less, if that's the case. So again, by ice and water, there's much less of a concern, and therefore we could be more lenient. La'aloch l'maisa, the dive of Misharim, as we said, is machmer, even though we did quote the Shar Mitzion and Balai Halacha that is says that maybe in our circumstances, how ice is used nowadays, it would be different. But the Paiskim, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasoi, says that you should l'chatchila. This is in Perek Yud Sif Dalet. He says l'chatchila one should not make ice on Shabbos, but with the Evid we could be makel. And he says a very interesting chiddush there. He says that just like when we spoke about in Simen Shin Yudches about putting food next to the fire. But if you put the food, he said, next to the fire when the fire isn't on, or we spoke in a previous year about putting food on a radiator when the radiator isn't on, and only afterwards it starts to melt. He says, if you put the ice into the freezer when you know that the freezer isn't operating, and then it'll only start operating later, it would be mutter. Because even the Mishnah Brura and all the Nice Kalim say that the Rama is only concerned if you put the food right next to the fire when the fire is on. If you put the food in a place where there will eventually be a fire on Shabbos, the Rama would be makel. And perhaps even the Sefer Trumas would be makel. And here too, they suggest one maybe could be makel if you put the ice in the tray into the freezer when the freezer isn't actually operating. Similarly, Rav Ozner in the Shalos Hatshuvos Shevet Halevi Chelik Beis Simen Nun Hei says that one should l'chatchila follow the opinion of the Tribune Rav, not make ice on Shabbos, but you could be makel. However, many poskim, as I said before, the Chelkas Yaakov, the Deborah Tzinerov and Shalos Hatshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelik Beis Simon Chav Hei and Simon Chav Vav. I saw that so too was the opinion of Rav Henkin, or felt that it's not an issue. The Paiskim also quote the opinion of Rav Simcha Zeile Grigler, who was the Dayan in the town of Brisk, who held that it's not an issue because the ice isn't formed right away. The ice you put into the freezer takes a while till it becomes hard. I have somewhat of a difficulty understanding that psak, because you can make the same argument when you put the food that the Rama discusses next to the fire. It doesn't melt immediately. It takes time for it to melt, and yet the Rama says it's usher. So this is the opinion regarding making ice. What about making ices? That means they have these freeze pops that come in a plastic and they come as a liquid and you put it into the freezer. There, it could be that there's more of a reason to be machmer, because there, the element of noilad, the element of what you had to what you have, from what you have to what you had, to what was and what is much more significantly different. A liquid ice pop and a frozen ice pop are two different items, and people specifically want it to be frozen and want them to remain frozen. So there it looks much more like noilid, and it could be that it would be usur. And similarly, making ice cream on Shabbos, and again we're speaking about a situation that the ice cream that you would be making on Shabbos is ice cream that you would want to eat on Shabbos, may be also much more of a noilid when you're taking the liquid ingredients, the milk and the other ingredients that you mix together to make ice cream, and then ultimately you put them into the freezer to harden, to become ice cream, there too, the issue of noilet perhaps is much more of a consideration because you have much more of a difference from what you originally began with to what you currently have. The Paiskim also have another issue in making ice cream, because usually when you make ice cream, you have to add eggs and beat the eggs together. And there is halacha that the Magen Avraham says in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, Sifkaten Chaf Dalet, that you're not allowed to be toyef, you're not allowed to beat foods together. The Chai Adam says that the issue of beating ingredients together on Shabbos is only when it's when you're beating it with a lot of energy, very strong beating. If you're just mixing something together, that wouldn't be usur. So it's, if you make the ice cream, even if you're beating eggs into your recipe, but you're not beating them very strongly, so it may not be under the issur of usur litroif, but it certainly may be an issue of noilet starting with this ice cream liquid and making it into hard. So making ices, making water into ice, the Paiskim l'chatchila aren't satisfied, but they certainly say be'es atzorich. It is the opinion of most Paiskim that you could put an ice tray into the freezer on Shabbos, provided that you're going to need that ice on Shabbos. Certainly, if it's an es atzorich, if it's a time that the ice would be needed, l'tzorich Shabbos, l'oinik Shabbos, putting ice pops or making ice cream and having it freeze in the freezer is much more of a problem.